Some conversations aren't meant for everyone. They happen between people who simply understand. Welcome to Ellis Adventures, hosted by Janet Valentine and Roger Johnson, exploring connection, curiosity, and the lifestyle that, if you know, you know. Featuring voices like Steve the Professor and Barb Triple E. Ellis Adventures. Play outside the lines.
Good. Well, we got the whole gang back together. I'm happy, happy.
Finally got the band back together.
Spent a month off, and now we're back to shenanigans. Who wants to start? I know people have stories. Roger, you said you got a story.
Yes. We can talk about trying to pick up someone outside the circle. I'm not going to be doing it much longer, but in my current job, it has me running all over this territory, and we eat lunch in like the same few places because those are the best and kind of most consistent. And there's a couple waitresses who, I could turn this into a dad joke, that only want to check me out.
Like
the cashiers at the grocery store.
Exactly.
Only want to check me out. Anyway. So, you know, you're talking a little shit, and I'm trying to just bait one back to this boat. If anybody hasn't caught, I've moved on to a sailboat, and I'm trying to lure a single mom back here, and I've got full clearance to do it, and I am striking out 2 for 2.
Do you wear a wedding ring when you do it? And does she see the wedding ring? And does it upset her?
No, I'm not wearing a ring, but I am pretty honest and upfront. I don't do it on the first time, but I feel like I've got a pretty smooth approach. I'm like, hey.
Hey, that works for me.
Yeah, but we're easy.
I know. All you got to do is say, hey.
Hey.
I always look forward to seeing you. And I want to take you out. And I just, once I get their number, I'll talk a little on the phone or text. And then I'm pretty upfront about, hey, so me and my wife live on a sailboat. I was telling her about you, and it was her idea to invite you to our boat.
And that's a good line.
And
a little creepy.
Help me uncreep it then.
I will tell you right now. I will tell you right now. If you said that to Elle, that would be a no-go.
Right. She'd be so afraid of being stuck on the sailboat.
Well, but she has so many guys. Hey, how you doing? I want to do this. I want to do that. That's a turn. You know, if you're not going to show any interest other than you wanting to fuck her.
Right.
That's, you know.
Yeah.
That's, you know, most. So now, like some of us are very easy. But the majority of the ladies who are not in the lifestyle are not that way.
Okay,
I used to be really good at converting. I'm Fabio's great wingman. You know, he would have me go after and do something. When we first started dating, there was an instance where he was away on a business trip. The girl he picked her up. They picked the girl up, and it was in a big city, and in the East, and he picked her up, and he called me and said, "Hey, Janet, prove to me how good of a salesperson you are." And so I got on the phone, and he gave it to her. They were in the cab going to the Four Seasons or some posh club, And you know, I think her name is Daria, and I started talking to her. She was young. She was pretty young. She was like in her late 20s. And she said, "Are you really his girlfriend?" And I was like, "Yeah." And she said, "You know, we have a very open relationship. I'm not there. Love the one you're with." And she's like, "I don't know if I should do this guy or not." And I said, "Why?" And she goes, "I got a boyfriend." And I go, "Yeah, but where's your boyfriend?" And she said, "Well, he's in Colorado." And I said, "Are you going to tell him? You know, because you don't really need to even tell him. Okay, this is an adventure. This is walk on the wild side, girl. You know, take a walk on the wild side and do it with him." And she's like, I don't really know." I said, "What do you want to be on your tombstone?" And she said, "What?" And I said, "Because Fabio's a really good lover." And she said, "But he's old." And I said, "Yeah, I know that. But the old guys know what they're doing, especially this one, okay?" And I said, "Fabio's a really good lover." And I said, "Do you want on your tombstone, I should have fucked that guy? Okay, I could have, should have, would have. Is that what you want on your tombstone? Or do you want, I had a great adventure? Okay, which one you want? Okay, you want a good orgasm or a bad orgasm?" And she says, "All right, I'll do it." Okay, so he takes her. They go to the restaurant. She gets really drunk. They get thrown out of the restaurant. They go back to the hotel room. Okay, I don't hear anything for a little bit. Then I get a phone call from her again, and I was like, "Daria, what are you calling about? Is it not good?" And she goes, "No, I got a problem." I said, "What's the problem?" She goes, "He is passed out on a bed." I was like, "What?" She said, "He is passed out on the bed." And I said, "Okay." And she goes, "But I got a double problem." And I said, "What's your double problem?" She goes, "I just started my period."
Oh.
And I go, "Okay, is there an ice bucket in the room?" She goes, "Yeah." I go, "I don't want you to leave and fill it up with ice, but I do want you to fill it up with cold water. And I want you to set it near the bed." And she's like, "Okay." I said, "Then I want you to go into the bathroom, and there's a bathtub, right?" She's like, "Right." I said, "I want you to take a bath. I want you to take the washcloth, and I want you to clean yourself off really good. And then I want you to soak it and everything, and I want you to get out of the water. And don't wait for it to drain. Go over, grab the water, throw it on him, and tell him to fuck you."
That's funny.
And she's like, she did it, and he said it was a great fuck.
That's great.
up until she called you with two problems, I don't feel like I said anything much different than what you said.
Oh.
You use the line that you're experienced and that you can rock
I
her world.
did.
You got to market yourself. Remember, we said these guys don't market themselves. You don't say, "I'm gonna pound your ass." Okay.
Oh no. No.
No. No. You said it,
No.
didn't you? You told her you were gonna pound her ass, didn't you?
No,
At
I
me,
didn't even get
Roger.
there. I didn't get there. Let's see. Okay, so one's a barbecue restaurant, one's a Mexican restaurant. So let's talk about the barbecue restaurant first. Nope. So we exchanged numbers and text a little bit, but look, I don't text a lot because I don't
Right.
want to be texted a lot. I've got shit
Exactly.
to do.
We're
So
not talking
so I
about walking on the beach and shit like that. Yeah, we're talking
yeah,
about fucking.
no. And so I just kept it just kind of at a point, and then when we talked on the phone and I was just like, "Hey, I should have asked you if you're dating anybody." And she's like, "No, I'm not." And she's like, and I knew it was coming. And she's like, "What about you?" And I was like, I'm gonna hit you with just a lot of truth." I said, and I said, "I had told my wife I enjoy seeing you, and we stalked you on Facebook just a little bit, and when we were doing that, she loved your pictures and said you should invite her back to the boat." And she's like, women aren't really my thing. I'm like,
Right, so that's a little scary
and
to a
so,
girl.
and
That's
so
a little scary.
I was like, it's okay, because you on her is not her thing. I was like,
Okay.
it'd be, it, I was like, it would be for something else. And I said, we just we get on the boat and we just relax and party a lot and just see what happens.
Did you promise her oral?
No, I did
You
not
should have.
go.
I'm just saying. Come on.
No, you
No,
don't
I
do
know that
that.
she Barbie doesn't like oral, but I'm telling you that if you tell a girl that you can make her scream by eating out her pussy, she will want to try, which is what I told Daria. She will want to try.
I am at work and in a uniform and
Yeah.
can't.
You can't just
That's
drop
even
that bomb.
can't. Those
Oh, it is
guys,
hot.
those
Oh,
guys,
yeah.
as in hotter, as in
My
fired. Those
God.
guys are on the news getting fired every week for doing dumb shit. So I have to toe the line, is all I'm saying.
Okay, I understand.
Okay,
But
when
I'm
I
just.
was 19
Yes.
and living the dream, I mean, I was out there. I actually held a sign for road construction that said stop and slow. I traveled with a construction team. It was quite an experience. Well, I also fucked a lot of those guys. But one guy that I met at a bar, super
God
good
bless
looking.
you. God
Yeah,
bless you.
super good looking. Oh, yeah. And I wasn't the only whore in the place. So we had a good time.
You'll always have a special place in my heart.
Oh,
But go
thank
ahead.
you.
I want to hear a story.
I wanted to fuck this guy real bad because he was really good looking. And, we got drunk and dancing and the whole bit and all that. And he invited me back to his house with his wife. It completely freaked me out. Now, I thought about it, but I thought, oh, no. First of all, I'm not going somewhere with two people. And second of all, at that age in my life, even though I was really love to fuck, I was still looking for a companion or a relationship or something,
Yeah.
and so this guy being married and me being scared to death of anything to do with another woman, kind of just freaked me out. I was so young and, but it stuck with me because I was just like, oh,
I
wow.
should have done it. I should have
I
done
know,
it.
because he was
So,
gorgeous. Oh.
and that's what I told this girl, and I said, plus you just you're it's not like he's gonna ask you to leave your boyfriend, and it's not like he's gonna leave me for you. This is just some harmless joy. Go for it, girl, and tell him what to do. And she did. She was pretty aggressive. She told him to slap her around a little bit, and he's normally not that way, but he did. And and they had a great time. Yeah, Barbie's laughing because she knows Fabio and knows that no way was that something that Fabio would normally do. But I gotta tell you, if a young girl tells you to slap her around a little bit, you'll slap her around a little bit.
Oh my goodness, I cannot even begin to picture that at all.
I to this day we laugh about what a great salesperson I was because I was so
Yeah.
happy and very happy. Well, I have news. So
You know what we're waiting to hear.
I traveled and I did not go to the clubs, but I did meet my old friends and I got the lowdown on Cop to Ogd. Okay, which I'm sure is what you guys wanted to hear.
No, I was
Okay.
talking about something else, but go ahead.
Oh, I know. You want to know if I did the cable guy. I have not done the
We'll
cable
come to
guy
that.
yet.
Let's talk about Cop Dog first.
I hope he's listening, but I have not. Yes, I'm back in town, sweetheart, but not yet. So I met up with O and V, the couple that we had met. We met them. We tell our family and friends that we met them at a restaurant. Well, we actually met them in the hot tub at Moon City. Okay. When everybody's naked, and the only thing you can see is that it's everything's written in French, but there's signs like "Don't fuck in the hot tub." That's the obvious signs, okay? And so, for those of you who are new, Paris has one of the best scenes for swingers clubs. There's something like 235 different types of swingers clubs. And we have a couple of favorites that we have favorited before. One of them is Moon City. It's just two blocks down from Moulin Rouge. You can go on and check out Moon City, and they'll tell you a little bit about how they are. There's Moon City, and then it has a sister club, Eclipse. So through we at Moon City, we met O and V, and since then we've become fast friends. They have taken me to New Year's Eve parties in Paris. They have introduced me to some of the French swingers in there, and they have their pulse on the swinger scene in Paris. They also now own two different apartments in Cap d'Agde. Okay. Two. So if you want to go and rent their apartment, O and V have apartments for rent at Cap d'Agde. Now, let me explain Cap d'Agde. It is in the south of France. And I am very convinced that when Tom Brady got in trouble with Deflategate and footballs and all of this stuff and was sent to south of France, I bet damn well that he went there. Okay, because that's what everybody says. They say they go to the south of France. Well, there's a little bit of vanilla in the south of France, and then there is this whole town. Okay, so it's spelled Cap
And the
d'Agde.
women are running around with only English words, or I fuck Tom Brady.
Yeah. Cap, CAP, and then a space DE, and then Agde, AGDE. Okay, that's how you spell it, Cap d'Agde. And Cap d'Agde in the middle of the summer swells to, and swells is a good word for it, swells to over 40,000 swingers populate this city. Okay, this
In the
complex,
summer.
this place in the summer. In the
Okay.
winter, I've been there in the winter. The first time I've been there was in the winter. We met some other real good friends from Belgium. Okay, K and J. Those guys are such a riot. And I'm sure that I will see them again. They own two apartments in there. When I say own two apartments, it's like there's an old Olympic village. Like there's two or three of these U-shaped concrete apartment buildings, you know, that's like three stories with each of them has a balcony and they reach out or whatever. Okay. That's kind of what those complexes are. And they have one bedroom studios, or they have one bedroom condos, and that's it. I mean, we're not talking about three bedroom, bring your dog, your cat, your family. Okay, this is strictly for fuck around. All right, this is what these places are. And so, and everybody walks around. You know, it was originally a nudist colony that has grown into the nudists get pissed because they said the swingers have ruined it. So most of the nudists have moved down to another city, right? So the people that are at Cap d'Agde, they're all swingers. And then they also have, so there's like three of these complexes, and then there's a big shopping center indoor mall thing in the middle that also has some outdoor venues. You've got some clubs, you've got dance clubs, you've got spas, you've got lingerie shops, you've got sex toy shops. You know, anything a swinger's going to need is there in that shopping mall. Okay. And then on the outskirts, there are campgrounds. Okay. So that what happens in the summer is a bunch of people come down who can't afford to stay in the condos. They'll stay in the campgrounds. And then they'll come in and pick up people, and everybody plays and all that other good stuff. All right. Out on the beach, there is a, I want to call it a stage, like a round stage that's set in the sand at the beach. It's built up, it's stones, and then a circular platform that you can probably fit about six or eight people on. Okay. Typically during the day, there's somebody holding forth at the beach all summer long. One of them has been V. So that's V's thing. She is this petite little French girl. And watching her fuck a whole bunch of people is amazing. Okay. I've seen it at the clubs. I have not seen it down at Cap d'Agde, but I've seen it at the clubs. So We met O and V, had dinner, went out to dinner with them, and said, tell me how things are going at Cop to Op. He said,
He once turned down a meet and greet suite because the parking lot view was more authentic. He has never lost an argument in a hot tub. Some say dolphins follow his pontoon boat out of professional respect. He is the most lubricated man in the world.
I don't always use lubricant, but when I do, I prefer coconut slickums.
Crafted from the finest ethically massaged coconuts, Coconut Slickums delivers a smooth, tropical experience worthy of poor decisions and unforgettable weekends. Couples report increased confidence, decreased friction, and a statistically significant rise in eyebrows. Scientists remain baffled. Neighbors remain suspicious. Women remain satisfied. Coconut Slickums, personal lubricant. For those who believe life should always glide smoothly. Stay slick, my friends. For more relationship adventures, wild stories, and adult conversations, visit ellisadventures.com.
The younger generation in Paris has decided that it's cool to be a swinger. And they've decided that it's cool to go down there. And so it's getting more and more popular. And the legacy people that have been there a while kind of don't like these young kids hanging around. But the young kids hang around. And I said, what is it you don't like about them? There's a bunch of sparkle ponies and a bunch of twiddlers who all they do is dress up, run around, and none of them gets up on the circle to get fucked. It's only the older person who's getting up on the circle and getting fucked on the beach, right? And so he said that basically it's changed a little bit, but that they're trying to get it back. The people who are active are trying to get it back. Now, for those of you who are listening who think that you want to go there and think that you would like to meet another couple, O has created an app, so you need to go to Swingers Cap. So Swingers, that's plural, Swingers Cap.com, and you can go to swingerscap.com and you can create a profile. Right now it's free. It's probably going to cost some money later, almost like some of the other C4Ps and some of the SLSs do if you want to talk to other one. And basically you create this app. Now it's in French. You can also translate it to English. Okay. You can pick your language and it asks you, what do you like? You know, are you male, female, male? Are you bisexual? What is the whole thing? So you set up your profile just like you do on C4P or SLS. Now, O created this app. He and a friend created it. And you tell him places that you like to meet, things that you like to do, and it's a hookup app. So it's almost like a Tinder for swingers. Swipe left, swipe right.
How nice. That is nice. Wow.
That's great.
It is.
Need you guys
We,
would be happy.
yeah. It's because Elle and I are going there on our next trip over. We decided we're
Oh.
going to go. We're going from Paris to Cop. Then we're going to go head over into Italy. And
Right.
so we're going to do that. I will tell you, we know a lady who just got back from there. And she had a goal. She didn't make her goal, but I think she was there for 7 days or 5 days. I can't remember which, 5, 6, 7 days. Her goal was to do 100 men.
Oh, that's
And
possible there.
she only got to 68. She said she was so worn out. But you can see videos on Pornhub or X Hamster
Right.
of just not the circle, but over in the bushes or whatever. You know, they have like some bushes, tall bushes, and there's a
Yeah.
woman over there. You
Yeah,
know,
been in those.
having a blow bang, so it's going to be
Having a
fun.
blow bang. What a great program we have.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. I just thought, well, if you're going to go over there, and I'll keep you apprised as to how it's going. I created a profile, and then I keep getting messages from it, and they're in French. And I was like, what I thought it was going to be was that it was going to be like SDC and be more so I can have everybody in Europe, but it is very specific to Kopta. Okay. So I do not recommend creating a profile until you're ready to go over there, and then create a profile, and you can get hookups and figure out, finding the right person or whatever else it is.
I would copy and paste that into an app that, and it'll just say it in French, and you can pick how smooth you want the dude's voice, or you can just have it talk in English, and translate.
Well,
But it'd be funny
I
if it took.
imagine putting in the Apple ear pods that do the translate now and having them in, and then in the middle of getting fucked, have those things get knocked out, and then what the hell?
Just don't
Okay.
speak. Don't say anything. Just fuck. Right. Right.
Okay.
Just yell.
Confession time. Because Abel has upgraded to sweetheart. So
Have not
that would
seen this
imply
guy.
that there's a little more to tell.
I have not. I went out of town. And I basically said, you guys, because they were supposed to go to a meet and greet, and I haven't talked to them since then. And there was a party at my favorite party place that I invited them to. They couldn't go. I couldn't go. So I'm pretty sure maybe by the end of August, September, I will introduce them into a party. Like I said, if they're at a party, I'll fuck them. Okay. But I'm not fucking on my home ground. I'm not peeing in my own pool where I like to play. This is
He's the
my
cable guy. He's
home.
not your neighbor.
Yeah, but it's you don't understand. It's a tight community, it's just is. Plus, he's so young.
And the yeah. Oh, yeah. The waitress at the Mexican restaurant is only 22.
Oh
Oh,
my
for
gosh.
let
Oh,
me let
grandpa.
me let me tell
Big
you
was
what's gonna
big dig Donnie going, who's your
Oh,
grandpa?
no
Who's
kidding.
your grandpa?
Yeah, exactly.
It's more like handing out scholarships, okay? I mean, if that's creep, I mean, if that it is so quid pro quo, I how could you accuse me of anything? And if you do, don't go around saying age is just a number ever again, and start telling people you were wrong.
I don't say age is just a number. I don't. I say age is a bitch, because the as you get older and you dry out and stuff doesn't leak and moisturize the way it is, and you gotta use coconut oil and you gotta, carry around coconut oil all the time because you can't juice it up like you used to, and then, oh God, don't put that leg there, and oh God, don't put
Exactly.
that knee there.
Exactly.
Sounds
Like,
look.
oh, ee, ah, ooh,
If I
I have
get
a
down on the
cramp.
ground, if I get down on the ground to give you a blowjob, can somebody help me up afterwards?
Somebody's
It's
got
gonna
a
be ugly.
trainer, and I don't just offer this out. So I mean, I think
Think you
it's
should have her listen to the podcast. Because I've got Abel listening to the podcast. Okay.
every
And
time her big beautiful ass goes walking by, she knows what I'm thinking. She knows exactly. She knows. There's no, I'm not letting her play dumb, and I will. And I'm saying that knowing that when this drops, I'm gonna text her the link.
right. So
Oh.
this is also, I remember talking about the dream versus the actual reality. So what happens if I do Abel and he's not good? He listens to this
Oh.
podcast. It's not like I can say, oh, that guy sucked, and not in a
Yeah.
good way sucked.
You know, here. I am gonna I'm gonna pull a training. I'm gonna give you a speech that they gave us in training.
Oh, okay.
With all the precautions we try to take, there's some risk. And you accept that risk going in. And at the moment of the two of us, you're the only one pulling somebody from outside the circle. So, I mean, I'm just sitting here cheering you on. And so is Barbie.
Oh, rah, rah. Go for it, sister.
And the
No,
professor.
I don't know if I, you're the people in your area that actually live there. It's probably
Right.
a small group.
Very small group.
So
Very
yeah,
small. I'd be real hesitant.
Well, and it's a throuple, so it's not like he's going home and telling one person. There's
That's
two
true.
people,
And I think his girlfriend works in the medical field in the nearby town, and she's got a lot to lose.
Well,
So we'll see. Yeah. I'm thinking it's more of a party time. Get them to a party and then pounce.
or not.
Or not. Depends on the day. Depends on how I'm feeling. That's how it goes. Because I am semi-retired and happy as a clam. I mean, I have so many memories that I just get to laugh. So many spank bank stuff. If I get horny, I just whip out a toy and think about Paris and the clock, or think about getting Fabio fucked, or think about Big Dig Donnie and, banging the gong and eating the carrot and saying, "Who's your grandpa?" And, think about Jay throwing the coffee maker into the lake and watching him in his prancing underwear and then fuck around, I mean, we have so many great stories. I think about
And
breaking the bed. I think about Roger freaking out when he hears for the first time that I better fuck this guy in the ass because his dick is too big for my pussy.
I think everybody freaked out the first time they heard that one. I
The truth.
it. You're just as honest as can be.
It
And
was the truth.
just make that another line on the list of things that guys that drive squatted trucks will never hear. Oh. Yep, they'll never hear
Okay.
it. Anyway.
Well, I'm glad that we're back. I'm glad that we're meeting again. I have a couple more travel trips, but I'm going to try and sneak in the podcast during this trip. So we'll see. It's, the middle of the summer. It's just such a great opportunity for me to run around, and I love it. So, but I also love coming home. I'm always ready to leave, and I'm always ready to come back home. So, and I don't know if the cable has gone out at this place or not, because I haven't been here.
But you know who to call.
I do. I do. And I do have his number. I have not texted it because, again, I'm with Roger. I am not gonna. I remember at one point, a couple of years ago, there was a person that I met at the other, we lived in the bigger city. And we had met him and his girlfriend, and he told me that he had another girlfriend that was in California, but he was living with this girlfriend. And then he just got fascinated, and he wanted to see me every day, and he wanted to talk. He figured out that I knew football and I knew sports, and so we talked football and sports all the time. And the third time I was with him, when we were fucking, his Fabio was out doing his girlfriend, and we were in the bedroom. He was doing me. He says, "I love you." And I'm like, no. And I said, what? And I said, I don't think you understand. Okay. That's whatever you have feeling, that's not love. That's lust. Okay. Don't say that to me. And I said, because the more you say that to me, the more I'm going to have to make you walk out of my life. Okay. So even if it is the case, you don't tell me that. And then he would start texting me all the time. And I didn't have the time. And plus, I was working, and nothing's more annoying than to get these texts from somebody who's not your husband. Okay. And I was married to Fabio. And Fabio was like, I didn't realize that we were doing long walks on the beach with these people. And I was like, we're not. This guy thinks we are. And then he would play the bullshit game of, well, you told me I can't say it, so I'm not going to say it. No. That's the same. Okay. Yeah. That's the same. I'm not stupid. So I just ditched him and ghosted him. Yes. I ghosted a couple of people. I'm so guilty.
Yeah. Yeah. Aren't we all?
But you know what? Where I was at.
That is a good topic, because that has happened to us too in the lifestyle, where we met another couple. A couple of times this has happened, where one time the gentleman asked if we could meet on the side. Here we are, you know, he's my husband's fucking your wife. We already have, we can do it right here. And you want to meet on the side? I didn't get it. Of course, I didn't do it. But then the next one were how clingy, like,
right.
People who are, I don't know if it's because they're new, they still tie emotion and sex together. So they had a really good time. So now they want to be your BFF, and they want to go to antique shops, and they want to.
I can see that. I can see that for some newer people.
Yeah.
If you didn't come into this able to make the separation, I can see people struggling with that.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens more than I ever would have dreamed, you know. So anyway, fascinating.
Yeah, I'm not, it's not my jam. And it kind of ruins the whole swinging is fun and carefree and no strings attached. No strings really attached. Does mean no strings.
Yeah, no emotional attachment. Come on. I can like you as a person and have a great time together, but this is recreational sex.
Well, I have said to your husband before, and I have said to Roger before, and I've said it to Steve and Al, that I love them. Okay, but that's like after years of friendship, and I haven't seen you guys in a while, and oh my God, I love you guys, and I miss you.
Yeah, totally different.
I love you as love you as a mate. It's I love you as a friend. You know,
That's right. No, you can tell the difference. You can pick up on it pretty fast.
Okay. Well, we've talked it for a little bit, and I think we need to finish this up. For those of you who've just joined us today and have made it this far, thank you for making it all the way through Ellis Adventures. We've rebranded. It used to be Beyond Monogamy podcast. Now it is Ellis Adventures. You want to find more of these episodes, go to ellisadventures.com. Okay. I think it's Ellis Adventures podcast. Jesus, I don't even remember.
Yeah. He's been gone.
Stand by. We'll do a little editing.
I'll have it in the I'll have Mandingo put it in the notes on the podcast or whatever. You know, search for Ellis Adventures podcast. Don't go to ellisadventures.net. Okay. If you go to ellisadventures.net, then you are going to go on a safari and not find anything fun. Okay. So I believe it's ellisadventures.com. Are you looking? Roger's looking.
Yeah, I had spelled Ellis wrong.
ELLIS.
Yeah. Adventures.com. It says the site cannot be reached. Hang on.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. Maybe Mandingo will close it out and this will be edited out. Who knows? Or maybe people realize we really are real people, guys.
Yeah,
and it has been all summer. So, go to our website, find us. If you do want to email me, it's thejanetvalentine@gmail.com. If you want to email Roger, it's spitroastwithus. Spell that all correctly. spitroastwithus@gmail.com. And reach out to us if you want to join the show, ask us a question, learn more about Cop to Og. take a look at it and ask us some questions. You want to be a guest on the show? We love to talk to some new people and answer those questions. And hopefully you will come again.
You've been listening to Ellis Adventures. Not everything needs to be explained. Follow, subscribe, and keep the conversation going. Ellis Adventures. Play outside the line.